Those questions are very important. It's really something we need to talk and to talk a lot. As women, we're not as lucky as men, and sometimes they don't even realize that, how lucky they are. How do we overcome the obstacle of race, gender, and become independent women and become leaders? The first thing for myself, anyways, it's work. You need to work more, but you need to be very intelligent in your work. You need to learn everything. Not only working, but you need to read. You need to advance yourself. You need to study. You need to have a mentor. If you don't have, you don't need to meet your mentor. You can read everything about your mentor. For me, in my case, I read everything about Oprah, Michelle Obama. Why? Because those women are black. And it's not the same thing when you're black. You have something even more. You're a woman and you're black. And in my case, I'm also French-Canadian. And I'm trying to become something in the industry where it's usually white men, American as a filmmaker, American men, you know. So for me, it's more about working and trusting yourself, trusting your skill, trusting that you can do it. And also, you need to, you cannot listen to the small man or the small woman, because it is sad, but even women will tell you that it can't be done. And it can be done, but you need to believe it. And you need to work more than everything. And don't listen to people tell you, you work too much. No, no, no. You don't have time to look at, to meet your friend. Yeah, maybe it's going to be hard. Maybe you're not going to meet your friend. Maybe you won't have time to stay on Facebook and reply every messages. Maybe life won't be as fun. But if you want to become a leader, if you want to overcome the obstacle, if you want to overcome everything that is being thrown to you, you need to work. And you need to work more than everybody else. And it is something that we don't really understand. So for me, how you overcome that, it's work. It's trusting your skill and trusting that you deserve everything you want. Don't let people tell you that you don't deserve it. Don't let people tell you that you can't do it. You see, I have an accent. A lot of people have told me that it's impossible for me to become an actress or even to become a filmmaker because I'm French-Canadian, and here in Quebec, it's very hard as a black person. Not even a black person, as an ethnic. Not even black. Even if you're Indian, Chinese, it's hard. But I decided that it's not going to stop me. I went to so many school. I made sure that I have a degree, and I made sure that I know more than everybody else. I don't say I know more, but I try. At least I try. So this is my answer for your first question. The best way to truly empower yourself, to become more powerful, and also to create the condition to succeed and the business and whatever business you want to be, again, it's trust. It's trusting yourself. It's trusting that it is more than yourself, because sometimes the worst enemy, it's yourself. And for me, one day I realized that I wanted to do something, and I wanted, it's with my festival. I wanted to open my festival. I wanted to do more. And I said to myself, I can't do it. I was my own enemy, because my partner told me I can do it. He was here for me, but in my head, I can't do it. That's what I thought about. The first thing I thought, it's impossible for me to do it. But no, I was my worst enemy. So the best way to empower yourself, don't listen to the small person, but don't listen to the voice, the enemy, the voice inside yourself telling you that it's impossible because you're a woman, because nobody else is doing it, because you have other people trying to stop you. For me, when I wanted to produce my first film, it is a very funny story. When I wanted to produce 13 Witches, it was really hard. The women didn't really believe in me. And the men, they didn't respect me. So I had no respect for the man and no trust from the woman. because I'm a French Canadian woman directing a film. But I did it. It wasn't easy. And you know what? I allowed myself to cry because I'm a woman. I didn't cry in front of everybody. This is not good. You close your door, you cry, you cry, you cry, and then you get out of the door and you work and you show that you trust yourself. Confidence, it's really something that will help you. You need to lead by looking confident. I don't say you. Sometimes we all sometimes have doubt, you know? And for me, I do have it. I'm a human. But when you show that you are confident and you know what you're doing, people will believe in you. Even if you are a woman, even if you are black, even if you are poor, you need to believe in yourself. There's a reason why that the best con artists are always very confident, because people believe in confident people. You don't need to have a perfect English. Look at me, I have an accent and I'm proud of it. It makes me better, it makes me different. I speak French, English, Spanish, and it makes me better. So I don't let it stop me. Being an actress is possible. I book few roles and I was very happy and very lucky. I produce few film. I wrote few things and right now I'm in the process of directing another film, another web series, and I keep going. And you need to surround yourself with people who believe in you. For me, I have a partner who really believe in me, who you know, and you need to surround yourself with people like that. And people really believe in you, you need to keep them close to you. But make sure you don't listen to people tell you you can't do it. Because people will tell you that. The more successful you will be, the more they will try to stop you. They will laugh. They will make fun of you. When I did 13 Witches, it was crazy because it was shoot in Vancouver. And because there were so many rumors and so many people talking and talking, it was really hard for me. But I did it anyways because I was confident. I was strong. You need to be strong. Unfortunately, you need to be strong. You have no choice. What it truly takes to be successful. Like I said, confidence. You need to have good people around you. You need to have a goal, to set a goal and make sure you know your goals and write it. Write it on a paper and every day do something to go towards your goal. Make sure that every day you do something more to achieve your goal. A little something, you know? For me, it is just writing something or just writing a new script. And if I have a script idea, just write it, you know, trusting myself and do it. So this is something very important. But also what it takes is to trust yourself. To trust yourself. You know? And some of the obstacle that women can face and how you can overcome it. First of all, you have men, women who will make fun of you. You know? You have, and plus sometimes when you look young and you have lots of gold, people will think that it's just a hobby. They will not believe in you, they will not help you. You have to talk to people. You have to be very social. You have to trust that the more people you talk, you will find someone who wants to be in your circle. And those people in your circle, make sure you always keep them around. Give and receive. What I mean by give and receive, it's not taking from people and never give back. You need to give back. This is something we forget. It's not always about us. It's about other people as well. We need to give back in order to receive. I don't say I'm not perfect. And I have more things that I need to do that I'm still working on it. But what I realized is the day that I decided that I will achieve my goal by writing it on a paper. Every day, do something more for it. And make sure that I don't listen to the little voice in my head first. In my head first. And the voice of the other people laughing at me or saying that I can't do it or just saying, you know, or just laughing at the way I am, because I am very eccentric. I dress eccentric. I laugh loud. I'm very lively. I love to laugh. And I call most of the people around me darling. But this is me. And I embrace it. I love myself like that. So I just do it. So what it takes to accept yourself, to give back to people you have around you, to work, to learn, and to have a mentor. What I mean by having a mentor, sometimes you're not lucky. You don't have someone that really can help you, but read about someone that you admire. Read about that person. And the last question, it's very interesting. You are asking me why both genders equally terrified about powerful women. This is very interesting. I find that being powerful, you have two type of people. You have the people who will love you because you are powerful, and you have people who will hate you because you're powerful. And it's funny. Men, some of them look like they are terrified, but in a way they really love the fact that you're powerful. And I do have a big fan base of men and women who really love the way I am. But I also have a lot of hate, lots of hate from men and women about my powerful look and the way I'm not afraid of being myself. And I think in a way for women, it's sometimes they just want to be you. They just want to be like you. And sometimes it is because they're scared. They're just scared. They just scare about the, they would love to be powerful like you, but it takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of courage, but also it takes a lot of trust in yourself. It takes a lot. It just takes a lot. And why they are powerful, I think sometimes it's a little bit of jealousy, but also sometimes it's by you being powerful, they feel weak, and you make them feel weak. Even though you don't want to make them feel weak, that's how they feel. And it's the same thing for men. Men love to be needed. I don't say I don't need a man, but I don't respect men. Make sure I'm not saying that, but what I say is men needs to feel that they are the warrior. They are here to save you. And sometimes when they feel that you don't need them to save you, they don't like that. They like, not all the men, please do understand, it's not all the men. We are changing. The society is changing. We have more and more men who really admire women who are very strong. But still, when you are in position of power and you have a man, and like I said, I was like when I was directing 13 Witches, and you have a man and you need to direct them, they feel like, who are you? You're just a woman. So for them, they feel weak. And it's all about, they are terrified of feeling weak. And it's the same thing for women. And I think the day that woman, every woman, will be very secure with themselves, there won't be any fight. And even when men are very secure of themselves, there's no fight. But when they're insecure, when men are insecure, when women are insecure, that's why they are terrified with powerful people. They are terrified because it's their own demon. It's their own demon. And why? You need to understand when a man are afraid of yourself, are afraid of you because you are powerful. It's not about you. It's about them. It's about their own insecurity. It's not about you. Never take it personal, because the day you start taking everything personal also, it doesn't help you to succeed. You need to remember one thing. It's not about you. Most of the time when a woman is very terrified because you are powerful, it's about them. It's about them feeling weak. It's about them feeling insecure. It's your confidence make them feel weak. So remember one thing. If you embrace yourself, if you embrace your power, if you embrace who you really are, nobody can stop you. It might take more time because you're not rich, you're not born rich, you don't have all the contact. It might take time. But if you keep working and keep learning and keep trusting your skill and make sure You deserve to be where you want to be. Nobody can stop you. Nobody. So, I hope someone listened to that and it helped them. Because for me, it is what I learn. And I keep learning. I keep learning. Every day it's a new thing. It's every day I learn new things, and I'm very grateful for that. And there's something else too. You need to be grateful for who you are, what you have, and the people you have around you. Thank you.